For anyone out there with a business startup idea, or perhaps you're in the early stages of operating a business, well, the New Frontiers Entrepreneur Development Programme, which is run out of the Tom Crean Centre on the MTU campus in Tralee, is looking for new recruits. A Phase 1 weekend bootcamp is happening later on this month, and Phase 2 will be running from September. Well, here to tell us all about the programmes and who might be interested in them, I'm joined now by Emily Rean, the New Frontiers Programme Manager at Munster Technological University, Kerry. Emily, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.
So you are back recruiting for Phase 1 and Phase 2 of New Frontiers, but maybe before we get into that, just remind us about the New Frontiers programme and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So New Frontiers is Enterprise Ireland's national entrepreneur development programme, and it's run across 17 locations across Ireland. So we're delighted to have the New Frontiers in Kerry as part of Munster Technological University. So the whole programme is funded by Enterprise Ireland, which is great. We're looking for early stage startups who are interested in either starting or scaling their existing businesses that are under 5 years. The programme is free for all participants and is a wonderful resource for the county.
And Phase 1 then, that's kind of very early stages.
It can be a mixture actually. It's predominantly about testing out the idea. You might have an idea. You might still be in full-time employment. You might have a great idea with domain knowledge, but you may never have run or operated a business previously. And Phase 1 helps you look at the tools that you need in order to turn that idea into a business proposition. Phase 1 can also be for somebody who has been in business under 5 years. It can be 3 to 5 years, but they're looking to scale the business. They're looking to see what Phase 2 is all about, to meet some of our expert-led trainers who deliver on Phase 1 and Phase 2, hear their stories about them scaling their business and help them overall with their Phase 2 application, and to learn a bit more about the jump to making Phase 2 the priority for them in 2023.
And Phase 1 then, that's a part-time business. I know the upcoming one is a boot camp, so it's a weekend, but the other courses you ordinarily run, they're run kind of part-time, so they're designed for someone who is working full-time in another job.
For Phase 1, yes, absolutely. For Phase 2 then, that is a full-time commitment. But like everything, you know, if you're thinking about what it is you want to do with your life, your career going forward, it can be quite daunting really to kind of jump into something that's full-time. Phase 1 really gives you a snapshot of what Phase 2 is going to look like, helps you make up your mind, helps you to kind of flesh out your idea a little bit more as well. So we cover topics in Phase 1 like looking at the market opportunity, areas of market research for your idea, design thinking, how to make the most out of your Phase 2 application, what areas, maybe it's legal, maybe it's financial, that you need to spruce up on in terms of your own knowledge. So Phase 1 is a great precursor to Phase 2 for sure. It's run over the weekend, so it's run on a Friday evening from 5 to 9 and then on a Saturday from 10 to 4. So it's not going to take up your full weekend, but it's definitely going to be a great weekend. We ran a boot camp in May and we ran the full month long Phase 1 part-time in the evening during the Kerry Month of Enterprise during March. So this is our third Phase 1 this year, which we're delighted to bring. We've got applications open until June 9th, but the programme itself will run on the 16th and 17th of June. And so we are looking for people to join that programme with us. Another benefit of having the bootcamp in person is you get to meet all the other early stage startups based in Kerry that are interested in starting their business. So you get to learn from one another as well. You know, the peer-to-peer learning throughout the programme is fantastic and something that we really encourage.
And the type of sectors then that, you know, people might have an idea in or might have an existing business in, are there any particular ones that are beneficial to this or any that are maybe they can't do it?
Yeah, so we have a wide range of sectors that come through to us. So we would have food businesses, physical products as well, or you could have technology-based businesses. So this year we had education technology, medical technology, environmental fintech solutions as well. So we've a wide range of different types of businesses, which is great because the program itself is designed to help all those different sectors and help all these entrepreneurs who come together with their own background experience, work together to help each other, but also, you know, all of the subjects really that we cover through our workshops are designed to help no matter what kind of a business that you have.
Okay, and as you said, phase one is, I suppose, is about testing that idea, seeing if it will work, I suppose, for some people.
Yeah.
It mightn't, and you know, it's only a Friday evening and a Saturday, but in that time they might realise that no, it's not the right idea, or perhaps it's not at the right stage yet. But for others, they might decide that yes, this is a good idea, it's a good business idea or a good business, and I want to commit to it full time. So they can apply then for phase two.
Yes, absolutely. We do have people who come in on phase one with an idea. They may not even be trading it, but it might be an idea where they're looking at, do I have the right market opportunity for what I'm doing? What kind of market research can I do to help? You know, how can I get to my customers and speak to my customers? What problem am I solving, really? So we get people who come in and they have an idea, but they don't have a business background with it, and kind of helps them move that idea into a business. We also have people who come in with an idea and through the course of even a weekend bootcamp may realize, actually, this is not the idea that I want to go with. But if I pivot it into more of a commercial idea, this could work. Or I have this idea, but you know what? I don't want to go with this, but I had another idea I was working on unbeknownst to myself. And that's the idea I'm going to put forward for phase two, say. We also have people who realize, you know, this is going to need a longer running time. So I may not apply for phase two in the same year, but I might come back with a stronger proposition and give myself another year and a half and look at going on phase two at that point. We've had in the past people who've been on phase one with one idea. They weren't successful for phase two, but they came back with a new idea and they went on to phase two and phase three. So, you know, it really helps people to really flesh out what they're doing, have a think about it, and really settle on the idea, you know, ultimately that they're going to want to spend the next couple of years on.
And phase two then, that is full time for 6 months, but it is funded.
Absolutely. So phase two is really when you want to scale your business at that point. You may not already be trading, but you might be nearly there. You might be at, you know, MVP stage or near enough to it. So we would partner you up maybe with some of our research centers like IMAR for the technology space or Shannon ABC for the product, the food and product space. You would have access to EI innovation vouchers through the research centres that can help you develop out your business even more. You would have office space in Tom Crean Business Centre. We would have workshops then throughout the 6 months. So 6 months full time from mid-September. For that, what you're going to look at is having a investor-ready business plan completed by the end of the programme. So the workshops are designed around the business plan and those intricate areas and to help you build and scale your business. Enterprise Ireland fund the whole programme. So they put in around 30,000 plus of supports into the business. You also have a 15,000 euro tax-free stipend with no equity taken. So that works out about 2,500 every month for the duration of the 6 months. Because we do understand that you are taking this big leap, especially out of employment. So the stipend is really to help you while you're on the program as well. And then we provide mentoring one-to-one supports through myself, but also through the facilitators that we have that the participants get to meet throughout the program. They're also given a dedicated Enterprise Ireland business mentor. They get 5 sessions with those. And Enterprise Ireland have over 300 EI business mentors in their network. And they would link the appropriate startup with a business mentor as well. So it is a great program. You know, we take normally 10 to 12 on phase two. And again, the peer-to-peer learning is very big in this area. You've got people coming from all diverse backgrounds with different skill sets. They might be coming from a marketing background or an accounts background or any area like business development. And we find that the learning process through this incubation of the 6 months can really help to bring the businesses along, both together and individually.
And as you said, then the aim of phase two, because it's that full-term program, is to have that investor-ready business that's by the end of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and you said 10 or 12 on phase two. And the deadline to apply for phase two then?
Is June 22nd. I am actually accepting applications for phase two earlier for anybody who would like me to review their application and to give them advice on how to enhance their application. But then the complete deadline for submissions is June 22nd. We'll then run interviews in July so that people have plenty of notice before the mid-September start.
Okay. And just going back to the phase one bootcamp then, that's June 16th and 17th and the deadline is June 9th.
Yes.
And how many people would you be expecting to take on that?
We would be looking at maybe 10 to 12 on the June phase one weekend bootcamp. The other areas we kind of look at when we're looking at the businesses is what other supports are out there, you know, in our startup ecosystem here in Kerry. So it might be, you know, that the Kerry Local Enterprise have a wide range of supports to help startups as well, including mentorship, including priming grants, and feasibility studies as well. And then, as I mentioned earlier, with our own research centres in MTU, you've got IMARSH and ABC and the EI Innovation Voucher. So we have a look at the whole story of the business and what the business needs and what way that we can support, and also our partner funding supports that are available. Maybe they might be located in the Gaeltacht, and it could be Udaros na Gaeltacht supports as well. So we try and help and support the startups from the very beginning, whatever we can.
Okay. So if someone is listening and they're interested, maybe if they want to get in contact with you in advance, or if they want to just go on straight ahead and apply,
absolutely.
How can they do all that?
Yeah, so they can reach out to me on emily.reen. or EEN at mtu.ie. There's also the newfrontiers.ie website as well, where they can see where all the programs are run and a bit more on the program as well. They can also, as I mentioned, we're based in the Tom Crean Business Centre on the Kerry Technology Park on the MTU North Campus. So if they want to have a look at creancentre.com, they will see the full array of our phase one, phase two and phase three program.
Okay. Well, look, Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.